Zielinski used his pointer to highlight a schematic on the main holoscreen before him, bringing it to the front. It showed the local star system, the Sun, and its four orbiting planets, one of which was tagged with four familiar ship names. The perspective then zoomed out and three new symbols came into view, closely clustered and moving steadily towards the Pyre system.
"Monday terrene for you, Admiral," said a silky, resonant voice.
"Thank you, Ino. I'll take it here."
The holoplane scarcely flickered as the layers of data were replaced by the head and shoulders image of a Raug. In common with all members of his species, Mandator Reen had a spindly physique, a narrow neck widening to a slightly conical head, and garments resembling tightly wound strips of dark, coppery-brown material that left no area uncovered apart from bulbous meshes covering the eyes and mouth. All an illusion, Cauchy knew, a form secretly adapted by the shape-shifting Raug for their long-term purposes.
"Admiral Zielinski," the Raug said in a rough, papery voice, "are all your intercept craft berthed and secure?"
"We are awaiting confirmation of that from the Vitasul, Mandator," said Zielinski as he studied a data frame on one of his other holoplanes. "In fact, yes, that is the last Marauder clamped and sealed."
"Good. The navigational subsystems we installed are harmonized and course information has been encoded. You may commence departure jump to Tier 1 when ready, Admiral."
"With pleasure, Mandator," said Zielinski. "Ino, execute."
The Raug's image vanished from the holoplane. Cauchy scarcely felt the hyperdrive transition, and found himself recalling his part in the hyperspace pursuit of the Tigran flagship Chaxathal, that vertiginous plummet through yawning gulfs of chaotic energy and tormented light. He shivered.
"Tier 1 kinetic state achieved," said that pure resonant voice which Cauchy suddenly realized had to be the ship's command AI.
Up on his dais, the Admiral stared at the data on his holopanel and muttered something under his breath. Then Mandator Reen appeared.
"They have altered course," Zielinski said, "but there seems to be a discontinuity in the trace."
"The pursuers have shifted to Tier 2,
the Raug said.
"We must do the same, or they will gain on us very quickly."
"Mandator, the Marzana is not T2 capable," Zielinski said.
"Your vessel's hyperdrive fields have already been upgraded by the new navigator nodes. If you permit us to temporarily assume control of all your vessel's helms, we will be able to direct a course in formation,"
the Raug said.
"In this manner, we will be able to evade pursuit more easily."
The Admiral frowned and glanced at Cauchy.
"Your thoughts, Envoy?"
"I believe we should protect the colonists, sir," he said, masking his surprise at being included in such decisions. "Therefore, we must run, not fight."
Admiral Zielinski nodded and looked back to the Raug.
"Very well, Mandator. How do we proceed?"